Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate radio-inspired old-school jungle and DNB master section in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way. Session view first, arrangement view second, and master bus decisions all the way through. Now, the big idea here is not just getting the track loud. Anyone can smash a limiter. What we want is that smoky late-night broadcast energy, where the tune feels tense, lean and system ready. The sub needs to survive on a big rig. The breaks need to have attitude. The arrangement needs to breathe like a real DJ set. And the master needs to add glue and density without flattening the life out of the drums. So let's start with the workflow. First, open session view and treat it like your performance grid. This is where you sketch the tune, test the energy, and find the moments where the track drops out, switches up, or get stripped back. Set the tempo around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this kind of pirate radio jungle pressure. Fast enough to feel urgent, but still roomy enough for those classic break edits and bass turns. Create separate groups for drums, bass, effects and atmosphere, and a prep area for your master chain. Think like a live selector here. You are not just building loops. You are building scenes. Intro. Tease. Drop. Switch. Second drop. Outro. That's the whole vibe. Each scene should feel like a different moment in the broadcast. For the drums, start with a breakbeat. Use simpler in slice mode or a drum rack if you want to chop the break up manually. This is where the old-school jungle character comes from. Don't polish it into a generic modern drum loop. Let it breathe. Let it swing. Keep some ghost notes in there. Reinforce the kick and snare if you need more impact, but don't erase the break's personality. A good trick here is to layer a clean kick or snare under the break, but keep it subtle. You want the break to still feel alive, not replaced. Then use EQ8 to clean up the low rumble and any harsh mids. High pass the break just enough to remove junk below the useful low end. And if the snare gets too boxy or brittle, make small cuts rather than trying to reshape the whole thing with heavy compression. Now for the bass, and this part is crucial. Do not try to make one patch do everything. Split the bass into two jobs, sub and mid bass. For the sub, use operator and build it around a sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. And keep it stable. This is your physical foundation. The notes should be clean and intentional. Short attack, controlled release, no unnecessary width, no extra stereo hype. If the sub sounds huge in solo but falls apart in the full mix, it is not ready. Then build your mid layer separately. This can be operator again, or wave eatable, or a resampled restyle patch. This layer gives the listener something to follow on smaller speakers. It can have detune, motion, and a bit of attitude, but keep the low end scented. Any width should live above the sub region, not inside it. A really important mastering-minded rule here is this. The cleaner your bass separation is, the harder and cleaner you can push the finished track later. If the sub and mid layer are glued together too early, you lose control. If they stay separate, you can shape them properly, and the final master will thank you. Now let's talk phrasing, because this is where the tune starts to feel like pirate radio instead of just a loop. Old-school jungle and darker DNB often hit harder when the bass doesn't play constantly. Use call and response. Let the bass answer the drums. Leave a beat of silence before a switch. Add a pickup note into the next bar. Let one phrase feel denser, and the next feel more open. That contrast is what creates momentum. A strong two-bar bass phrase might have one sustained note, one short stab, then a gap. That gap matters. Don't fill every hole. The space is part of the groove. In jungle, the empty space can feel just as powerful as the notes themselves. If you're using MIDI clips, automate the filter cutoff, wave-eatable position, or even the volume of the different bass layers with clip envelopes. Little movement goes a long way. We're not making a techno wobble monster here. We're making a rugged, nervous, late-night bassline that breathes with the drums. Now onto the breakbeat shaping. This is where you make the drums feel authentic. Use the break as the character, and use reinforcement as the support. If the break needs more snap, add a tight snare layer. If the kick needs more punch, reinforce it carefully. Then use drum bus lightly. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe a touch of transient push if you need it, but don't overcook it. The bass already owns the low end. The drum bus should add grit and energy, not turn the whole section into a brick. If you want more movement, automate instead of overcompressing. For example, push the drum bus drive up for a fill or add a tiny burst of saturation on one transition. You can also render the break to audio and make micro edits in arrangement view later. Nudging a snare a few milliseconds early or dropping one kick before a drop can make the groove feel much more alive. Before we move to arrangement view, Build your session view scenes like a DJ map. Make an intro scene with filtered break and atmosphere. Add maybe a bit of radio noise or a distant vocal texture if you want that pirate broadcast feel. Then make a tease scene with bass hints, but not the full drop. Make a drop scene with the full groove. Make a switch scene where the bass stops, the break fills, and an impact lands. Make a second drop scene with a heavier feel, and then an outro that strips the tune back down for easy mixing. This is a really important Ableton trick. Perform the structure first, then refine it. Launch your scenes. Record the performance into arrangement view, and let the song reveal its shape in real time. That's much more musical than drawing a rigid structure from scratch. Once you're in arrangement view, start thinking in phrases. 8-bar and 16-bar logic is your friend. Intro, first drop, breakdown, second drop, outro. Keep the first section restrained so the first impact really lands. Don't let all the frequency energy arrive too early. Save some movement for later. This is also where you sculpt the emotional arc. Open the atmosphere filter into the drop. Close the top end before the switch. Throw a bit of reverb on the final snare before a breakdown. Send a delay burst on a vocal chop or FX hit. These little moves create tension and release, and that's what makes the arrangement feel like a live pirate radio session rather than a static loop. Now, let's be disciplined about the low end. Keep everything below roughly 120 Hz, effectively mono. Use utility if you need to force mono behavior. Check that the kick and sub are not fighting for the exact same space. If they clash, shorten the sub note, move the kick a few milliseconds, or carve a small notch in the bass around the kick's fundamental. Sidechain can help too, but keep it moderate. You want the kick to speak, not to pump the bass into oblivion. And here is a big coach note. Think translation first, not loudness first. If the snare disappears when you turn it down, or the sub becomes the only thing you hear, the balance is not done yet. A proper jungle master still works at low volume. It should feel urgent even before it feels huge. On the bus processing side, keep it subtle. Use a drum bus with light glue compressor action, just enough to glue the kit together. Around 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty in most cases. Keep the attack slow enough to preserve punch. On the bass bus, use utility for mono discipline, maybe a bit of saturator for harmonics, and EQ to remove mud or top-end fizz. Again, small moves. The goal is cohesion, not flattening. On your master prep, be very restrained. A little EQ aid if needed, a touch of glue if the mix benefits from cohesion, but do not start mastering with heavy limiting while you're still arranging. Leave headroom. Aim for around minus 6 dB FS peak before final master processing if you can. That gives you breathing room and keeps the transients from getting mangled too early. When you get to the final master chain, treat it like a lens, not a makeover. Use EQ8 for tiny tonal nudges, glue compressor for a bit of cohesion, saturator for a touch of density, and then a limiter at the end with a ceiling around minus 1 dB. If the limiter is doing too much work, don't just push harder. Go back and reduce density in the arrangement, or fix the bass balance at the source. A good test here is to compare sections. Print the intro, drop, and switch up, and a slash B them against each other. In this style of music, contrast is part of the master. If every section is equally huge, nothing feels huge. The drama comes from the release as much as the pressure. A few extra advanced touches can really sell the vibe. Add a very quiet bit of tape noise or room tone in the intro, but high-pass it so it doesn't cloud the sub. Use reverse break snippets before snare hits. Add small pitch movement or wow and flutter style instability to atmospheres. If you want more aggression, create a ghost bass layer with the fundamental removed, distort it lightly, and blend it low underneath. It won't shout in solo, but it can make the track feel bigger on Reedle systems. And don't forget the arrangement breathing room. A proper pirate radio section often feels massive because something is missing for a moment. Leave space. Let the groove breathe. Sometimes one bar of strip drums before a drop does more than another riser ever could. So to wrap this up, the core lesson is simple. Build the tune in session view as a live performance. Separate your sub and mid bass. Use break edits and phrase gaps to create movement. Then turn that into a structured arrangement view story with 8 and 16 bar logic. After that, use subtle bus and master processing to preserve punch, mono discipline, and translation. If you do it right, you end up with something that feels like a real pirate radio transmission. Tense, gritty, physical, and ready for the system. Now your challenge is to build a 60-second sketch at 172 BPM with at least 5 scenes, separate bass layers, one chopped break variation, one intentional silence, and a light master chain. Keep it focused. keep it dirty in the right places, and keep the low end disciplined. That's the difference between a loop and a proper jungle tune.